In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
That was Mike Vrabel yesterday on Wake Up Barstool. You've heard Vrabel actually say this a few different times. He chose New England based on his relationship with the Crafts, but also based on the quarterback that was there in Drake May.
Yeah, it's a good call.
It made the right call.
I assume most coaches consider that.
He could have had Justin Fields and whatever else with the New York Jets, or he could have had Caleb Williams and the Bears.
Caleb Williams doing all right.
That's another one he could have had.
Trevor Lawrence.
Could have had Dak in Dallas. Like, what were all the vacancies?
Yeah. Cam Ward in Tennessee, right?
Ooh, I would have felt
could
better
have
about
Justin Fields.
Yep, that's true with the Jets. Yes,
yeah, not great.
What was the other one you said? Oh, Cam Ward. He wasn't going to go back there.
Well, no, I know, but I'm saying
but
like,
that's another
coach
quarterback you could have
jobs. Yeah, I don't think Tennessee. Although maybe they would like to rehire him. I think Tennessee, given the opportunity,
they might redo it.
Take a look,
but they might. So no, I mean honestly, it probably came down to, and I think he flirted with the Jets. But if you're talking about quarterbacks, it probably came down to there. Chicago is an attractive job.
I think those were the two most attractive jobs. And at the time, unless you really felt strongly that Drake was better than Caleb Williams, at the time you probably felt Chicago was closer. They had more of a more talent overall.
Speaking for myself, I liked May better than Williams, but I liked the Chicago roster a lot better, which... Yeah. I don't know. You could see how much you can come in and remake the roster like Vrabel did.
Now, their division's tougher. I don't know how much that weighs in on coaches. Also, it's funny. We just assume some of these coaches, like, oh, you just pick whatever job you want. But it was funny listening to Vrabel going back a couple weeks ago when they were on Greg Hill's show and they were talking to him about, like, hey, were you interested in, like, the Ohio State job? Or are you interested in whatever? And he's like, yeah, I wasn't offered that job. He's like, I was interested in anything. He's like, you know, I didn't have a job.
I was out of coaching. Yeah. I mean, as a head coach, out of coaching.
Like, I think he was open to whatever. Like, he did interview with the Jets. I was shocked he didn't interview with the Raiders. That was another one, by the way, that was open.
Oh, good one. Could have had
Geno Smith.
Geno or, like, something like Sam Darnold, like another moving part. Yeah.
But, like, those guys, you know, can only be so picky, and this is one where it kind of lined up. Like, I think Vrabel was more than happy to come back to New England and coach a team that he had played for, and then also they had the quarterback. You know, if they had Mac Jones and Bailey Zappi, would Vrabel still be here? Probably, but like in that answer that he gave you, it's like you either need the quarterback or the path to the quarterback, right? So some of these guys will take a job, but they know that the quarterback they inherited isn't going to be there very long, but this is one of those situations where hopefully these two are paired together for a really long time.
It's a good point by the text line. What's he supposed to say? I wanted Mac Jones. No, in that specific answer, he was asked about Drake May. The previous one, though, and where was this? This was one of the was it the Thursday night game when they were sitting there on Prime after they beat the Jets, and he said he volunteered that he wasn't asked about Drake. He volunteered why he came to New England. He's like, my relationship with the Crafts and the quarterback. He wasn't asked about Drake in that question,
right,
he volunteered that up. So I believe it. I mean, look, it's easy to say in retrospect, but I believe it. And I think listening to some of the other coaches, Aaron Glenn, going back to that Jets game, that's another one who said, No. You could see it with Drake May because Aaron Glenn was a head coaching free agent this offseason before he chose the Jets. And he's like, you could see it with some of these quarterbacks. He's like, Drake, you could see it last year. Even though the team was bad, you could see he had all the makeup of a franchise quarterback. That's a guy coaching against him who said that. One more from Vrabel yesterday on Wake Up Barstool. He was also on with Greg, as he is every week. If you missed any of that, it's on the Audacy app, AUDACY. We played a bunch of that yesterday. This is Vrabel when asked about Drake May's strengths and what he brings to the table as an elite quarterback. Here's the answer.
Well, there's an athleticism. I've tried to explain this, and I'm no quarterback expert. I know winners. I can tell the guys that are winners, and I think that there is an athleticism to the way that he plays the position in and out of the pocket that's probably different than some other quarterbacks. And I think that his ability to remain accurate while off platform or at different arm angles is something that I've really been impressed with. Situationally, he's really improved. You know, there's been some plays that people wouldn't notice at the end of games. Teams were out of timeouts, and his ability to not throw the ball away, to not stop the clock, just in tune with that. That's something that, you know, he's taken a lot of pride in, is his ability to do that and make the right decisions, you know, when we've needed it.
Okay, that last one is him taking a little credit.
I think that's him.
I think for that's the impact he's made. Yeah.
But I think those might be the two biggest improvements in Drake May's game, and you sort of highlighted both of them. And because everybody knew he was a really good athlete, right? Everybody knew that. Everybody knew he could run. Everybody knew he had a good arm. I wouldn't say like an all-time arm, but he has a good arm. That's why coming out of college, there were comparisons to Josh Allen. Like he's a really, really good athlete. But his accuracy has surprised me. I don't know about everybody else, but like his accuracy, as Vrabel points out, like when he's running with the ball, he can still put it right on receivers. That's been good. And then his overall just like situational awareness, which Vrabel talked about as soon as he took the job, but like how he can help Drake May. And you see that on the field. Like you see those moments. Last game was a great example where they're trying to keep the clock running. He doesn't take a sack. He doesn't take he doesn't throw it away. But he doesn't run out of bounds either. Like he slides in bounds, keeps the clock rolling, forces New York to use more of their timeouts. It's just stuff like that that all like veteran quarterbacks have, but not all young quarterbacks have. And the quicker you get that part of it, like the better you're going to be.
So we've talked about this before. Drake May might be the quarterback you'd start a franchise with if you were going to draft a franchise and start from scratch. It might be Drake May even over this guy, Josh Allen, this weekend. You got to win one game, though, Keith.
Yeah.
Who would you take, Josh Allen or Drake May?
Right now, I would still take Josh Allen.
I think that is the right answer.
Yeah, I would still take Josh Allen.
Like, it's a big playoff game.
Yeah.
We don't know that Drake can't do it, and Josh Allen has never won the whole thing, but he's won playoff games. He's had incredible performances doing it.
Follow-up question.
Yes.
Who has Steph Diggs? Because that's also important in this equation. No, because I don't know.
I don't know if that is for me, honestly. Like, yeah. I think it's just Allen is so impactful, and you hope Drake May is that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying Drake can't do it, but I've seen Allen do it in big games, even games where he's lost. He's gone toe to toe with Mahomes and lost some of them through no fault of his own. I think for one game, if we're all being honest with ourselves, Josh Allen's still the answer.
Well, I think we do need to see Drake May play in the playoffs, and I have high hopes that he's going to be really, really good, but. What's one criticism you always hear about Justin Herbert? What's one criticism you always hear about Lamar Jackson? Can't play in the playoffs.
They can get there, but they can't win.
All right, but they've been there. So, like, at least, so, like, let's wait and see. Like, whereas Josh Allen, I know the response would be, well, Josh Allen hasn't made it to the Super Bowl yet. Fair. But he's played in and played well in playoff games, which he's won. So, hopefully, Drake May, you know, he wins his first game, and that's never really a question. Because with other guys, it's like, oh, you lost this time. Now you got to wait another whole year. And then you lose that time. Like, now you got to wait another whole year. And it's like some of those guys that we know are good quarterbacks just kind of can't get out of their own way in the playoffs.
617-779-7937. You can jump in on this. Johnny is in Brooklyn. Got us started today, Johnny.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking the call. You had mentioned Gerard Mayo earlier, and I just wondered if he were coaching this team and they had all the talent that they have this year compared to last year, and they had Josh McDaniels, where do you think they would be? I don't want to take anything away from Vrabel, but I'm just curious because I do think that Mayo, as problematic as he was in press conferences, did kind of get an unfair shake last year. So I just want your thoughts, guys. Okay. Thanks for taking the call.
It's been a while since we've answered this, but we've answered questions like this in the past. They're 11-2.
Ready to burn some cash.
Would they be 11-2 with Mayo?
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Like no chance.
They'd be 6-7.
They would. Okay, I'd say better than that though.
7-6,
maybe.
I don't think they'd be a lot better.
Is Alex Van Pelt still running
okay,
the offense?
11. Okay, so
who's running the defense?
Vrabel's worth four games.
Is he
games?
Keeping DeMarcus Covington?
Vrabel's worth four games.
Well, is
yes!
it?
Yes,
I
might be.
I might not go that high.
Is it
two or three?
Is it the exact same roster? Because it really wouldn't be.
No,
it's a lot of Vrabel
guys. I understand
guys.
Your point. It's a lot of Vrabel guys.
Yeah, I think he's worth quite a bit.
But I think if May was going to play like this, and you could say maybe he wouldn't. Yeah. I don't know.
Draft class wouldn't be the same.
McDaniels is getting forced
Elliot
on
Wolf,
whomever.
But Mayo was such a mess. So
Elliot Wolf drafted May, just FYI.
But also, when you're saying, is Vrabel worth four games? Maybe not compared to an average coach, but compared to the worst coach.
He's worth seven more than
he's
Mayo.
Plus two.
Yeah.
He's plus two compared to an average coach, and then Mayo is minus two from an average coach.
We're not comparing him to like the coach with a war of zero. We're comparing him to a negative war coach.
But they'd be in like the playoff mix. You said 7-6.
They might be in the hunt.
They'd be in the hunt.
No, they'd be much worse. I'm telling you, this is
no. They'd be much worse, but that's four games worse. You think Vrabel's worth four games?
He might be.
Even with Mayo or May rather playing like this.
He might. Well, I mean, it's butterfly effect and it's or chicken and the egg or whatever I guess you want to say, because like, is May playing like this without Vrabel? I'm sure he takes a year or two jump forward, but if it's Mayo and Van Pelt or whatever, like, I can't imagine it looks this good or he's like, or the guy is this comfortable. Also, like, how would he have coached up all these other different situations talking about Jerod Mayo versus, you know, like,
they'd still have this joke schedule with Mayo.
Yeah, but they also started the year 1-2 of the joke schedule. Do they dig themselves out of that?
Maybe
and
not.
If they lose to Buffalo, I think that the trickle down there is significant.
No, that's
if
a
you
big
lose
pivot,
to Buffalo,
sure.
Then now you're 2-3. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, you'd be 2-3 instead of 3-2, and you don't have the signature win that everybody like gained so much confidence in. And then you probably lose a handful of other games. I mean, the Tampa Bay game you might lose, the Atlanta game you might lose. Like, they played some close games along the way.
Here's a good question. If Vrabel went elsewhere, who would have been the head coach? The text line is suggesting maybe it would have been McDaniels.
It would have been Dom Capers.
Who do you think who was their pivot off Vrabel?
I don't think they had another guy.
I don't
guy.
Really think so either, which probably tells you this was all forecasted.
Didn't they try to interview
done
Aaron Glenn?
The second, yeah, well.
I understand.
That was.
I know why they did.
Big giant fake interview. No,
it wouldn't have been McDaniels.
My guess is the second they fired Mayo, they knew what they were doing, and it was probably mostly worked out. I mean, Vrabel was going to go through the process. And
so you think they
would have
just kept Mayo?
Yeah, I think if they didn't know they had a real good chance, maybe Dunn is too strong, but through back channels, and they obviously can reach out to the guy. He sat in the box while he was still the head coach of the Titans.
It's a pretty good what if, though.
Through back channels, they probably felt very, very strongly, if didn't outright know, what they were going to do.
Yeah.
And so, they probably had no pivot off Vrabel. If Vrabel was like, oh, you know what? This interview with the Jets went well. Or, I actually got the Bears job over Ben Johnson. I don't know what they would have done. I don't think it would have been McDaniels, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know who it would have been, because it seems like they like guys that worked here in the past. I mean, even Belichick was somebody that worked here and Robert knew him through that staff and then brought him back. And then obviously Mayo and Vrabel. So he's not going too far to field. So I don't know who it would have been.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.